Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings. I'm Kim Wilson, your relationship expert. Thank you for joining me. I started 2018 by talking about us getting our more. More can be anything. Better relationships, confidence, money, respect. We're at the end of 2018 and my heart is filled with so much gratitude. It's filled with gratitude because I received a whole lot of more in 2018. I wanted to do more webinars and online engagement in 2018. I did it. I wanted more peace. I have it. I wanted more guidance in my area of expertise. I received it. I received a lot of my more through life lessons and relationships as well. And today, I want to share that with you, some of my lessons and the lessons of others just watching. So let's get right to it. Lesson number one for 2018 for me was moving on and letting go. Now, let me just tell you, I did not expect for this to be a lesson for me because I really thought I had this area nailed. I have done workshops on this. I have recorded a podcast on this. So moving on and letting go for me, I had to learn when there were times to let go of certain projects, certain relationships, change courses. There were times when I had a narrative in my head and an expectation and a vision, and I did not want to let that go. And there were times when those projects or the vision was connected to certain people. I saw myself getting there with certain people. And when I realized that, when I felt resistance in that area, I had to take a step back and say, oh, wait a minute, maybe this is not, well, no, it wasn't maybe, it was, this is not, you know, it was very clear that I was supposed to move on and let go. Because what I have learned, when something is for you, there's not a whole lot of resistance. It's one thing for you to adjust and work hard and, you know, just kind of recreate something, but that resistance should not be there when you're trying to put together a project or move a vision along. And then I had to realize at certain times, okay, Kim, this is complete. This is done. And I say to you, whenever you hold on to something or you hold on to people longer than you're supposed to, that's out of order and that's going to create some type of problem and chaos. So we cannot be afraid to move on and let go. We may love the vision in our head. We may love the project. We may love the people. It's not about abandoning something or your dream or throwing people away. It's about paying attention and being aware of what is for you and getting to the business of moving on so you don't get stuck in something that you're not supposed to be in. So that was number one. Lesson number two for me was, if it's important, schedule it. When you want to get something done, it has to have a date, a time, or something to it. And I know for me, if I did not put it on my calendar, it did not get done. And I saw the ease of projects happening for me whenever I scheduled, whenever I put it on my calendar. Even say if I wanted to submit a proposal for a workshop or a conference, if I put it on my calendar when I was actually going to write the proposal, it got done much more quickly than it did if I just said, oh, okay, I'll work on that next week. Well, what would happen is the following week would come and I would probably forget. I did not make time for it because I did not visually see it on my calendar. So it really made a difference when I put it on my calendar, which feeds right into lesson number three. Lesson number three was to stick to my schedule. Now, there were times at the beginning of the year, but I caught it very quickly. Like between January going into February, I had a couple of things on my calendar and some people asked me to do something and I said yes. And I totally ignored what was on my calendar for myself. So what that meant was I said yes to them and I said no to myself. No, that's out of order. We take care of ourselves first and then we take care of others. Because whenever you get into taking care of other people before you take care of yourself, what happens is you set yourself up for becoming frustrated or stressed. And let me tell you, stress will kill you. It will take you right on out of here. So when you take care of yourself, you do yourself a huge service. That's the way of serving and honoring yourself on the highest level. And it helps you to serve others because it puts you in the space to do your best. When you do your best, you think at your best. You feel your best, and that's going to come out in your behaviors, your choices, and your language. Now, lesson number four. I really, really, really like this one. Know what you want. In order to get what you want, you have to know what you want. I have noticed this lesson and behavior repeatedly in people. A lot of times people don't have what they want because they don't know what they want. They don't know what makes them happy, what brings them joy. And this is a double lesson as well. The other part of it is pay for what you want. A lot of times we settle for relationships, we settle for services because we don't know the quality that we're looking for. And let me just tell you, quality costs. Quality takes time to develop. So when we settle for less, when we tolerate, at that point, I feel like we don't have a clear understanding of what we want. Because when you know what you want, I recommend expecting the best so you can get the best. Because the best will always serve you well. The best feels good. So, and I know it just depends on what we're talking about sometimes, but it all falls under knowing what you want. The top five lesson, what I just learned from observing other people and myself too, that is turning breakups into breakthroughs. And it's kind of tied to lesson number one, moving on and letting go. Every person that comes through your life, they teach you something about you. They leave a nugget behind, but you have to pay attention so you can see the nugget that was left behind. You can see what they taught you about yourself, what that experience taught you, whether it is a personal relationship, a friendship, a business relationship. That breakup is designed to be a breakthrough for you, something that you can use, even if you're passing that nugget on to your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, your employee, your coworker, but there is something there not to be underestimated. And it comes with being conscious, keeping an awareness. And let me just tell you, once you realize that all breakups can be breakthroughs, you don't have to hang out in this space of hurt and pain too long. That pain serves a purpose. So breakups may be painful, but that pain is there for a purpose and it teaches you something about you. And really, all of these lessons are about creating healthy habits. When you talk about moving on and letting go, if it's important to you, schedule it. Sticking to your schedule, getting what you want, paying for what you want, and turning breakups into breakthroughs, all of those are healthy habits. And let me just tell you, things certainly go a little bit better when you plan it. I tell you what I'm planning for 2019. I plan to give you more. I plan to continue to deliver content straight from the heart. If you have something that you want to share, if you want to share your lessons from 2018, I'll be more than happy to read them. So please give me permission to share. Only thing you have to do is go to my website, www.kimwilsonspeaks.com. In that upper right-hand corner, click on contact and email me. If anybody has not told you today, let me be the first to tell you, you are amazing. You'll always be amazing. Just from the simple standpoint of being a human being, if you are born with a heartbeat, a brain, that's it. There may be times where our choices may not be amazing, but you, my friend, you will always be amazing. All right, we did it. I'll see you on the other side of 2019. Onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.